Hey, is that funny? What are you laughing at? What if I asked you to stop laughing now? Suppose I tell you, you can't laugh anymore. No laughing allowed. I mean, totally, no more laughing. You can't do that, can you? No. That would be too serious. Too sad. Too boring. Does laughing make you feel good or bad? Generally, it makes you feel good. Great. Happy. Doesn't it? As a matter of fact, laughter is a great thing. That's why we've all heard the saying, laughter is the best medicine. But did you ever stop to think about it?
Not really.
What is laughter? How does laughter work? Why do we laugh? Does laughter have any benefits?
Sure.
A lot of interesting research has been conducted on the subject of laughter, actually. Some scientists approach laughter from a physiological point of view. In other words, the way your body functions to make laughter. Other researchers approach it from a psychological point of view. That is, the way laughter affects your mind and your emotions. Still others approach this topic from a sociological viewpoint. They examine how laughter works in social interactions. And people in the health profession approach laughter from a medical viewpoint. They show how laughter affects a person's illness and health. First of all, laughter is not the same as humor. What's the difference between laughter and humor? Well, laughter is a response to humor. Laughter is the physiological response to humor. If something is humorous, that is, if something is funny, for instance, a story, a joke, or a performance, if that is humorous, then people usually laugh. If it's successful, the humorous joke or action makes you laugh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, what is laughter? How do we recognize, for example, when someone is laughing versus when someone is burping? Thanks for that example, John. How do we recognize the difference between laughing and crying, or laughing and smiling? In other words, what are the necessary characteristics of laughter? Okay, I'll tell you. Laughter consists of two parts. One is a set of gestures, and the other is a production of a sound. When you laugh, the brain pressures you to conduct both of these activities at the same time. Now, to produce a smile requires 15 smaller muscles in the face just to contract and stimulate this big muscle that lifts up your upper lip. See? This one right here. Okay? And so far, you know, you haven't made any sound. To produce the sound of laughter, first you have to get these spasms in your diaphragm. That's here, separating the abdomen from the area around the lungs. And these spasms force air out through the epiglottis. That's the flap back here. It closes over the air passage when you're eating so that food doesn't go down the windpipe. And through the larynx, or voice box, the part that vibrates. What's the result? The ha 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 sound. Ha 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 ha. Your lungs start working harder, and when you breathe harder, the oxygen level in your blood increases. Your heart rate and blood pressure go up too. Sometimes, if you laugh hard, your eyes start to water. You've seen people cry when they laugh, haven't you? If something is terribly funny, your mouth opens and closes rapidly, and you struggle to get enough oxygen. By now, you've got muscle spasms in your arms, your trunk, your legs, and you double over in a huge belly laugh. One well-known authority on laughter is Dr. Robert Provine, of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He is a professor of psychology there, and he's one of the first laughter researchers. He discovered that all human laughter consists of variations on a basic form, and this basic form consists of short, vowel-like notes repeated every 210 milliseconds. Okay, what vowel sounds do you make when you laugh? Come on, give me a laugh. You see, laughter can be of the ha-ha-ha variety or the ho-ho-ho variety. But you know what he discovered? Laughter cannot be a mixture of the two different vowels. I mean, you never hear anyone laugh ha-ho-ha-ho-ha-ho,
do you?
Yeah, that would be really funny. Hee-ha, ho-hee-hee-ha-ha. No, you're not going to hear that one, at least not in natural laughter. Okay, what else? Provine also suggests that humans have a kind of laugh detector mechanism in the brain. This mechanism detects laughter, and then it responds to laughter by causing more laughter. The more you laugh, the more you want to laugh. And when you laugh, others around you laugh too. This explains why laughter is contagious. So, what do people laugh at? Well,
jokes,
good.
Riddles.
Funny stories.
Humorous stories.
Slapstick,
good, uh-huh. What else?
Comedy shows.
TV sitcoms,
uh-huh.
Cartoons.
These are things that are designed to make people laugh. But what other things make people laugh?
Silly stuff.
People laugh at things that are ridiculous.
Dumb stuff.
Foolish, silly, or surprising or unexpected. Or they laugh about certain topics depending on their age or interests. Oh yeah, and people laugh at themselves. As comedian Bill Cosby says, if you can laugh at it, you can survive it. We don't all laugh at the same things, do we?
No.
The sense of humor varies among individuals. It changes from childhood to adulthood, and it may be different from one culture to another. I'm sure you've heard other people laughing at something, but you don't think it's humorous at all.
Yeah.
Maybe you like to watch a certain comedy, but it isn't funny to your mother, is it?
Not really.
What is the purpose of laughter anyway? Many researchers believe that the purpose of laughter has to do with making human connections. Making human connections and strengthening them. I mean, think about it. Do you laugh more when you are with friends or with strangers? You laugh when you feel comfortable with people, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. The researchers have found that bonding occurs with laughter. People feel closer to each other through laughter. They bond together. People make a friendly laugh when they meet an old friend, for example. You don't laugh much when you're all by yourself, do you?
No.
Well, researchers found that you're 30 times more likely to laugh when you're with other people than when you are alone. In fact, when you're alone, you're more likely to talk out loud to yourself than laugh out loud. Much more. Laughter is not just a response to humor, like laughing at a joke. Laughter is a form of social bonding. Laughter is a social activity. Have you ever heard of Patch Adams? Mm-hmm. Maybe you saw the movie called Patch Adams?
Uh-huh.
The movie was a comedy based on a true story of Patch Adams, the doctor. Robin Williams, the famous comedian. I love Robin Williams. He's funny.
It's great.
You like him too? Okay. Robin Williams played the role of Patch Adams, who's both a medical doctor and a clown. He used to play jokes and make people laugh all the time in medical school. And he got into a lot of trouble because medical school was supposed to be serious, not fun. They thought he was too childish and too happy. You see, Patch Adams had the idea that doctors should treat people, not just disease.
Uh-huh.
Now, at the time, that idea of treating people, treating the whole patient, emotionally, psychologically, socially, not just medically, was new, and nobody agreed with him. He went to see his patients in the hospital wearing a clown face, with a big red rubber nose. And he did all sorts of unusual and funny and crazy things that made patients laugh. And they discovered a personal bond with their doctor, and they felt human. They felt hopeful. And they got better. Patch Adams did a lot of other things to try to change the healthcare system, but the new concept at the time was using humor in the field of medicine. Today we know laughter helps make patients feel better, but what is the medical connection? Well, these days there are people in the medical field who do laughter research. They study the effects of laughter on the immune system. The immune system is this amazing protection mechanism inside your body. That's what defends you against millions of bacteria and microbes, viruses, toxins, parasites, all that bad stuff that try to attack your body. If your immune system is functioning efficiently, properly, you know, if it's doing a good job, it protects you from those germs. If it's not functioning efficiently, it's easier for you to get sick. Okay, so what does laughter have to do with the immune system? Well, according to Dr. Lee Burke and Dr. Stanley Tan of the Loma Linda University in California, according to these medical researchers, with laughter, the body gives off positive stress. Oh, you don't think of stress as positive, do you?
Not really.
Right. Well, we usually think of stress as negative. We talk about being stressed, tense, being upset, worried, and all that. And people under stress are more likely to develop infectious diseases because their immune systems are not functioning well. But there is such a thing as positive stress. And positive stress causes the immune system to act more quickly and efficiently. Researchers have found that laughter has numerous health benefits. Yes, laughter is good for your body. One benefit is, the researchers found that T cells, which are cells that fight infection, these cells increase both in their number and energy level when a person laughs. In other words, laughter stimulates the immune system. The more you laugh, the more active your T cells become. In addition to benefits for the immune system, laughter also decreases blood pressure. The more you laugh, the lower your blood pressure goes. What else? Laughter is good for your muscles. The more you laugh, the stronger your muscles get. Laughing makes you breathe more deeply. It gives your lungs a good workout. Not bad, huh? Well, keep listening. Because besides being good for your physical health, laughter is good for your mental health. When you laugh, you forget the world for a moment. You are living in the moment completely. You're not thinking about the past or worrying about the future. And guess what? Laughter not only has benefits for the laugher, but also for the others around the laugher. You already know that when one friend laughs, the other one laughs too. How about strangers, though? Well, when you see other people laughing and having a good time, you often smile. You get a positive feeling, right?
Uh-huh.
And you might even laugh yourself. And as I mentioned earlier in the example of Patch Adams, we know that through laughter, patients in hospitals are able to forget about their pains and diseases. This allows them to build more confidence and self-esteem. Even more, the laughter gives hope and a feeling of control.
Great.
Nowadays, there are even laughter clinics and laughter clubs all over the world. I read that there were more than 90 laughter clubs just in the city of Bangalore, India in 2003. Wow! People get together in public parks to laugh. So instead of going to a basketball court or to the swimming pool or to a health club to do aerobic exercises, you can actually join a laughter group. Have some fun. By laughing, you can improve your immune system. You can build up your muscles. You can relieve stress, become more relaxed, and happier. Make friends and do a lot of positive things. Hey, laughter's good for us. Laughter is the best medicine.